Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1090, June 5th, 2023, 99 degrees, 99 on this day, 2 years ago, 2021, and 40 degrees on this day in the year 2000. You know perfectly well that the swimming season upon us, and I got a note from Pat Conley who writes, "Hey, Joe, what's that company that keeps weeds out of my swimsuit area?" That would be Aquaside, Pat. That's Aquaside. If you own a lake home or have a pond on your property, you want to keep weeds out of your swimsuit area, you call Aquaside. They've been keeping swimming beaches pristine for more than 60 years with a complete line of lake and pond control products that take care of everything from weeds to algae. The products are easy to use. They work quickly. They're made right there in White Bear Lake, and they're approved by the EPA and DNR. Call Aquaside. Explain to them what you think your problem is. They'll get you the right products, and your place will look great all summer long. Call Aquaside at 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic. With Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Height in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
This is really cool. A guy, Joe Lowmiller, sent me a copy of a graphic that an Alaskan climatologist, Brian Bretschneider, did. And what he did, without knowing it, in Garage Logic concept, he followed the first 70-degree day all throughout North America with a garage door opener. And it ranges from Florida over on December 31st to up around Columbus, Ohio on May 1st, and it goes on and on and on, July 1st in, at some town in Alaska, which is not named. But the point is, it was 13,909 miles following the first 70-degree day wherever he ended up. And I think that's fantastic. It took him 357 miles, in, well, whatever. It's a nice deal.
I don't get it.
You want to take a year-long road trip in which the highest temperature is close to 70 degrees the whole time?
Yeah.
Alaska climatologist Brian Bretschneider has mapped the course.
Oh.
It starts in San Diego on January 1, is near Minneapolis in June, Fairbanks in July, and takes you into Florida in December. So what he wasn't necessarily tracking the first 70. He created a road trip in which wherever he went, it was 70.
Oh, that now that I totally get, and I want that.
You do, huh? You don't like it hot, do you?
I want it right now.
Yeah.
For me, there's nothing more enjoyable than driving around the country. And if it could be 70 or in the 70s every day, what else could you possibly want out of life?
I can't drive that long. My back goes out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm blaming it on driving.
I think that's because you don't drive enough.
Maybe. A couple of emailers had a great point about our discussion of the Democratic Socialist platform that we went through, the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, many of whom are right here holding political seats in the legislature and on the city councils in St. Paul and Minneapolis. And one of the things the DSA has been adamant about is the elimination of police and prisons and cut the funding of police until it reaches zero. And presumably they think it will then go away. Rick Grosshong in Edmond, Oklahoma writes, "Hail the Flashlight King."
Hail you.
Your discussion today regarding the DSP proposals, this is dated last, I guess we discussed it Thursday? Well, whatever. Was enlightening, frustrating, and as I thought about it, almost funny. Among the things they propose are abolishing prisons, cutting military, and abolishing the police. They also propose severely raising taxes on the wealthy and on businesses while they increase environmental regulations. What I don't understand is how they think they're going to enforce all these new regulations and collect all those new taxes when they've taken away the law enforcement and the threat of prison. Socialism, communism has been tried many times, and it fails every time, always to the detriment of the citizens. But maybe these people are so smart they can finally make it work this time. Thanks, pushing back from the freedom-loving state of Oklahoma. And Kelly in North Carolina has the great point on the 6-1 podcast. It was Thursday, I guess we did that, huh?
Yeah.
You talked about how they want to do away with the police. Bad idea. Yet these are the same people who want to keep a database if they hurt, if you say something that hurts their feelings. That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. They want a database if you say something untoward about them or a group or a protected political class.
So,
but they want no cops or no prison. So what are you going to do to me?
So what if you read behind the lines and you put your tinfoil hat on and the black helicopter's flying over? I'm thinking, because I love conspiracies, that this means we're going to get rid of all local police and just have state police.
Maybe that's it.
State police to enforce the state's laws.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an incredible situation. We're swamped in it.
And I tried.
And I got you, Kenny.
Okay.
I got you. Oh, a man losing sight with nature.
Oh, God.
We've got a Yellowstone situation.
Oh, God, I saw some horrible footage from Yellowstone. Oh,
People trying to take selfies with buffalo?
They deserve whatever the bison gives out.
Yep.
Whatever it hands them, that's what they deserve.
Well, this one's worse. These are idiots who said that over Memorial Day weekend, visitors placed a newborn elk into their car and drove it to the local police station.
Yep.
God almighty.
The elk later ran off, and its condition is unknown. Approaching wild animals can drastically affect their well-being and, in some cases, their survival, park rangers said in a news release. When an animal is near a campsite, trail, boardwalk, parking lot, on a road, or in a developed area, leave it alone and give it space. This is amazing. A woman visiting Yellowstone National Park was seen taking a selfie dangerously close to bison. Last month, a visitor was seen taking a selfie dangerously close to bison while visiting Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone National Park. Video captured on May 20 in Wyoming shows a woman standing right next to a bison, which was lying down. And the person who recorded the video said they were in a bit of disbelief by the woman's actions.
Yeah. And people try to shout him down, too, and tell him not to. Doesn't slow him down a bit. No.
Another man pleaded guilty and was fined after he intentionally disturbed a newborn bison calf in an unfortunate incident that resulted in the animal's death.
Yeah.
He approached the bison in Lamar Valley near the convergence of the Lamar River and Soda Butte Creek. The calf had been separated from its mom when a herd of bison crossed the Lamar River. The man pushed the baby bison up from the river and onto the roadway, and visitors later observed the calf walking up to cars and following people. The poor calf was looking for its mother, and this moron disturbed the calf. Just like, what do you think happened with the baby elk? Somebody probably thought it was sick or something and took it to the police station, where it then said, what's wrong with you people, and took off. We got a stupidity problem.
I don't understand how there's signs everywhere, Such.
I know.
There's instructions. It's in the little pamphlet BS they hand you when you go in the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so cute.
Yeah. How are you, Johnny Height?
I'm good.
And we have Ross in because Reavers has to attend that always purposeful fifth grade graduation today. And that's beyond my comprehension. But I did go to an eighth grade graduation. I can see eighth grade.
Yeah, eighth grade makes sense.
I suppose there was a day when the eighth grade was really important because there was a day when a lot of kids, that was it. They stopped at eighth grade.
You get one, maybe two graduations, high school and college.
Well, I'm not going to disagree.
I'm not going to your college graduation unless you're my kid.
I told this kid who graduated from eighth grade that he didn't need to go to high school. Just go get a job. Start working.
Do they do fifth because that's now on to middle school for most?
I have no idea.
I still think that's crazy.
Who is this? Who's talking?
Ross.
Well, he introduced me, so I figured I'd at least say something.
Now, the one I attended, not even one word was uttered about holding your applause until the conclusion.
Yeah.
And you could hear a pin drop the whole time. No one said a peep until they were all done.
What about we are gathered here today on land that has been stolen?
Did not hear that.
All right.
I think it was one square block that was not stolen. And then I watched a fifth grader play baseball in a little park that was right out of, who's the artist we're thinking of?
Norman Rockwell.
An adult came over to me and he said, "You're in a cultural bubble of sanity here." And I felt like it. The baseball was terribly competent for that level. I couldn't believe the level I was watching. And then that graduation the previous night where not a peep was heard, I thought, this is very strange. And I have great news about downtown Chicago.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you get to downtown, what about crazy parents in the audience of the baseball game? Were there any screaming moms or dads?
Nope.
Nobody going after the umps?
Nope. Me. I called him Cyclops a few times.
So the guilty party.
Because my kid was pitching.
The guilty party was you.
Yeah, I got an out-of-town visitor.
Hooligan. Out-of-town hooligan.
A hooligan from out-of-town.
All right. On to downtown.
Oh, Taylor Swift. I didn't go. I'd rather have a rectal exam than go to a Taylor Swift
concert. Soldier Field.
Three straight nights in Soldier Field, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there wasn't a problem. Not a problem.
Nice.
Which is,
you know why?
I don't know why.
It's all moms and teenage girls.
And they
and the occasional poor sucker dad.
Yeah. Yeah, Super 70 Sports was there with his daughter. And all he could think of was how many yards Walter Payton got in that place.
Yeah.
But and I was so pleased at that, grateful that there was no violence, there was no disruptions. And three nights of the most perfect weather you could ever find anywhere. Just first time I've been down there. Wait. Where the weather was perfect.
So it wasn't 90 and humid like it was here?
No, it was about 78 and perfect.
Oh, wow.
Every single minute.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it because the family joke is that when I arrive and we do something, it's always memorable because of how lousy the weather is.
Yeah, it was a 4-T-shirt day on Saturday here.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Rook, what's your deal?
That's where you went to the Sears Tower on a foggy day, right?
Went to the Sears Tower. It was so foggy, I didn't see anything. That cost a couple $100 to go to the top of that. Went on a boat ride of the harbor on a Memorial Day.
Oh, I've done that at night.
Yeah, that was about 36 degrees.
Oh, yuck.
Been to some bad places, always bad weather. Went to a place called the Volo Museum once. It's actually a pretty famous museum.
I've heard of it. Car museum. Yeah, yeah.
And one of the kids there started crying because they have a war wing with tape being played of people getting shot and moaning. And
who doesn't like that?
So the kids started bawling. And then in a hallway was Obama sitting on a plastic chair, a yard chair.
That made Joe cry.
Statue of Obama, and I started crying. And it was.
So it sounds like this was your most perfect trip.
This worked.
Okay.
How was
traffic coming home?
Not bad at all.
That's such a Minnesota question.
How was eastbound 90 when you were westbound?
I don't
Sunday?
Go 90. I go all the way 94.
He was eastbound and down?
Well, they kind of northbound turn into the down. Same thing, yeah.
Well, 90 cuts off and goes over to La Crosse.
All right. Okay. All right.
I am late because I had a meeting at the airport about the new program MSP Reserve program. Mm-hmm. It's a virtual queue line where if you make an appointment through this program, you don't have to wait in that long line in the security
thing. Why wouldn't everybody just make an appointment? Then the line is just as long.
Only in 15-minute increments. So you have to a set time to do that. Huh. So that's why I could not miss this meeting. It started at 11, so I apologize.
Well, is this something that you would advise people to do?
If I'm traveling and I know it's going to be backed up at Terminal 2, I would definitely do that program for sure.
Now, if you knew that GL was going to start recording at 12 o'clock every day.
You know, I told them that. I told the executive manager of operations that, you know, this show starts at noon no matter what.
Right.
Right. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not.
And for most of us, that means being on hand and ready at the very latest 11:45.
Exactly. And I can be reached via telephone at
all
times.
Here it is, 12:15.
Why do you have the pipes today?
I don't have a cold. I must have a cold, but I don't have any.
You got the pipes.
I was sneezing yesterday, so it's not allergies, but I have the Barry White
Hey,
pipes.
Get this. I've been blowing my nose and sneezing like crazy.
Same.
Around here in Chicago, I didn't. Don't they have pollen in Chicago?
It's that lake effect deal.
Maybe it's the lake.
Yeah.
I thought for here it might have been that Canadian smoke, but they
That's gone.
Oh. Well, then I don't know what I have. But Barry White, I do love you.
I don't think it's gone, Joe, according to my newscast coming up.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure.
Bits and pieces are missing.
Suits, you can also find relief on the North Shore. Are we going to do a show today, or are we going to just sit here and
I have a serious question about a news item. The sonic boom in D.C., where that plane unfortunately went down in such a horrific way.
Yeah.
Why are they putting it on themselves and saying a sonic boom and all this stuff? And then the end story is, the grandma and her mom died, and these people died. It's about 10 seconds. I'd like to know more about that family and what they went through and stuff like that, but the D.C. people are making it sound like they were put through hell.
I think what they're trying to do is, because it flew over the Capitol, that's probably the lead in the story, and they had to scramble the jet for the sonic boom. I don't know about the rest of it, about the common citizens of Washington. I don't know that that's really...
My question is, did the fighter jet get to the other jet in time to do something?
The military claims the deployed military jet had nothing to do with the crash of the plane.
But was it in the area, in the region? Did the pilot of the fighter jet see the other plane go down?
Don't know if he saw it, but was in the region. And the boom, the sonic boom, resulted from him trying to get there quickly. Yeah. And the reason the sonic boom is in the news because it turned out to be so unnerving for the people of Washington, D.C.
I completely agree with that, but they made their story be the boom rather than this poor family lost.
Remember when they used to happen all... I bet you heard a million of them, John, out in NODAC.
I've heard them. They used to be here.
Yes. Yeah.
They used to be here frequently.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do a show? I don't want to.
Hit the theme. Let's go.
But it's hard for me to believe what's happening with Target, the Target stores. Oh, it's hard for me to believe. And this is Fox News, and so the naysayers are going to say, well, sure, that's Fox, but it's on various other sites as well, and the latest being that, you know, Target gives away a lot of money.
Yep.
And among the grantees that get money from Target, and John has done some work on this, is a group that would wish to undo Mount Rushmore, believing it to be an international symbol of white supremacy. Also, the same group wishes to demilitarize the violent U.S. military. The same grantee also supports the destruction of Israel's Jewish character through what is called the Palestinian Law of Return and implementing economic warfare tactics against the Jewish state, such as boycotts and sanctions to free Palestine. Another Target Foundation grantee said parents must teach specifically white children about systemic racism and to see color. It also claimed that capitalism maintains a role in perpetuating racism. That would be similar to the platform of the Democratic Socialists of America, who hold capitalism in contempt for a variety of reasons. Now, I would imagine Target, one way they would answer this is, well, look, we give a lot of money away. we can't really be sure of every possible use. But my point would be, well, then get a better money giveawayer.
Right, right. That's not a valid excuse.
Get a better grant giveawayer.
Right, yep.
The Target Foundation's webpage reflected that it funded, this is where Johnny Heidel come in, it funded the NDN Collective in 2022. That's a South Dakota-based nonprofit with a revenue stream that has reached as high as $50 million, according to its 2021 tax filing. NDN operates with a racial equity lens and is dedicated to building indigenous power through organizing, activism, philanthropy, grant making, and narrative change. NDN identifies as intersectional, which is an idea coined by a critical race theorist, Kimberly Crenshaw, holding that America is inborn with structurally racist and misogynistic systems, and they can intersect upon an individual to form numerous layers of persecution. By joining forces with other oppressed groups, NDN hopes to move towards liberation. The organization's campaign, Land Back, called for America to give up its public land. The closure of Mount Rushmore, return of that land and all public lands in the Black Hills, South Dakota, is our cornerstone battle, NDN said. Not only does Mount Rushmore sit in the heart of the sacred Black Hills, but it is an international symbol of white supremacy and colonization. To truly dismantle white supremacy and systems of oppression, we have to go back to the roots, which for us is putting indigenous lands back in indigenous hands. John, what did you find out about NDN?
The group is an indigenous organization. Looks like it started out as a Native American rights kind of thing, and grew from there. On their cover page, their main topic is climate justice, and in fact, there's a picture of many indigenous folks with Greta Thunberg.
Oh.
So I'm assuming Greta must have made a stop in South Dakota.
Well, she's very knowledgeable, yeah.
Then they continue on with racial equity, education equity, and land back, which you already talked about. And the land back thing covers everything that you talked about, basically getting lands back to indigenous people and mechanisms and systems that would disconnect from the stewardship of the land, meaning police, military, industrial complex, prisons, criminal justice system, and ICE, returning indigenous lands back to indigenous hands. And that's it. And then they have their own, there's a separate page that goes to Land Back that can give
Well, they also support Israel giving up its Jewish character.
That is part of the Land Back movement that they
What does that have to do with Native Americans?
What does it have to do with selling Pampers?
Right. Right.
I don't go to Target. I'd like to tell you it's because of this, but it's just I don't like stores.
Yeah, I've been boycotting Target
really
for years.
Guy, not a shopper type
shopping.
Of guy.
Unless it has
all of my more. Boycotts, though, are accidental boycotts.
Me too. I don't realize that. If the parking lot's crowded, Kenny, you're boycotting.
I'm just actually boycotting all of humanity is what I'm doing.
But where Target makes the big mistake is, people are going to Target to get the necessities. They're not going to Target because Target is giving money to this group or another group or the Catholics or the Jews. That's not why I shop at Target, because who they support with their grant money.
Land Back also supports Israel giving up its Jewish character by opening the floodgates to those who identify as Palestinian refugees. After Israel gave up the Gaza Strip in 2005, under pressure from the Bush administration, the former Israeli territory became what some analysts call a missile launch pad that is operated and controlled by the Hamas terror group. On that note, Land Back also uses the phrase, which has long been interpreted by some as genocide, call for the elimination of the Jewish state. My God, this goes on and on and on. The U.S. military is in the explicit business of taking away from the communities all around the world, using their presence on their land to carry out their own agenda for the inhabitants of that area. Violence is a fundamental for the U.S. to maintain its presence, and the military is how they establish dominance domestically and internationally, wherever they may be. Fox News Digital asked Target how they can proclaim to support veterans in its corporate announcements while also funding an anti-military organization, but they did not receive a response, nor did NDN respond to a request for comment. Goodness gracious, Lord in heaven.
The land back page that they actually wrote, part of which you just read, basically equates the Palestinians deal with Native Americans earlier in our history, which I don't see that comparison. I'm sorry.
The origin of the U.S. military and police is rooted in the establishment of informal militias composed of newly arrived settlers looking to make money and own land. The purpose of these informal militias, however, was not to keep the police or protect citizens, but to clear the land of as many natives as possible by killing indiscriminately and catching runaway enslaved Africans. All right. NDN supports Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in its stance against fossil fuels and calls the U.S. military the single largest institute polluter in the world. In another example of its stance on law enforcement, the organization expressed on its website opposition to Cop City in Atlanta, a police training center currently under construction. Left-wing activists are opposing the development of that training center, and you'll recall that in the platform of the SDA, they called for no police training centers. Mm-hmm. So there seems to be a synchronicity here between the Socialist Democrats of America, which seem to be right on the same page with some of the groups Target is giving money to. I just feel so strange talking about this because, again, Target has a laying on of hands back to Mary Tyler Moore throwing her hat in the air in front of Dayton's. Dayton's was a long-time staple of Minnesota culture.
Yep.
And it's in its current form, which is Target. Apparently, they are very big in the diversity and equity movement. In addition to NDN Collective, Target also funded the YWCA of Minneapolis, an organization seeking to bring racial equity into local policy. Well, I guess in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fine. But why are they pushing the envelope with some of these on-the-edge people?
The organization gives, meaning the YWCA, gives anti-racist advice to parents and local community members, stating white kids should be raised to see race in order to understand systemic racism. Well, Target has no business raising children. We have to raise our children to see color. All the kids I'm familiar with see color. It's important that they understand that due to skin color, we are afforded different opportunities, and oftentimes our skin color impacts how we are able to move around in our society. Will Target refuse money paid by white people?
Probably not.
Is this the same Target that was looted and shut down on Lake and Minnehaha?
Yes, and they claim that's a big part of their ideological mindset, that because they were personally affected by what they came to call that kind of inequity and disturbance among particular populations of the city, they claim it opened their eyes to see more about what they should be doing.
Sounds like a well-crafted press release.
I think they went over the top. They're calling for basically the elimination of the country, which is the same thing SDA is doing. Same thing. The elimination of the country as you know it. Man, they really covered this story extensively. Before I get going too long, I better tell you that I got another note here, if I can find it. Right here. Joe, I thought I'd drop you this garage door note. 3 years ago, I was in need of a new garage door. After doing my due diligence and shopping it around, I picked Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities and could not have been more satisfied. Actually, it's Precision Garage. Yeah, it's Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities, my new garage door people. I could not have been more satisfied. The sales rep was friendly and explained everything thoroughly, answering any questions. The two gentlemen who installed the new door and new opener did a great job and even made sure that the opener was connected to my cell phone, which is exactly what they'd have to do for me, because I wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Hell yeah.
Couldn't be happier with my choice, Dave Robinson. He's talking about our new friends at Precision Garage Door Twin Cities. They are really the best. I've met them. They're my new garage door people. They're available 24/7. They don't charge more for weekend work. And they don't want to linger and have to keep coming back. They do it correctly the first time. This would really up your curb appeal quotient. If you need a new garage door, you can place that door with a guarantee and a warranty that is backed up with their promise to never be happy until you are. That's Precision Garage Door, serving the metro and western Wisconsin. Make sure you let them know you appreciate a GLer-owned business, and they are GLers. Precision Garage Door, they fix garage doors correctly. Find them at precisiondoormn.com.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Souchere.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, Kenny, you sound great.
June is safety month for Liberty Safe and Maple Grove Lock and Safe. What does that mean? I don't know. All I know is big savings is what it means. Go to MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com. Then from there, link up to the Liberty website, and you're going to discover that everything online, all your online orders through the Liberty website, it's all 10% off. That's everything. Meanwhile, back at the store, Maple Grove Lock and Safe, 6901 East Fish Lake Road, we have progressive savings all month long. Rich has done this before. The more you spend, the more money you save in the form of both instant and mail-in rebates. Starting here, you spend $1,099, you save $100, and then the savings go all the way up to spend $8,500 or more and save $700 buckaroonies. That's a good deal. Liberty Safe, of course, made here in the United States by Americans using materials procured in the United States. Lifetime transferable warranties. Nice deal from Liberty Safe and Maple Grove Lock and Safe. And when you're there, now make sure you ask Rich, the owner, about delivery and setup when you pick up your brand new Liberty Safe from Maple Grove Lock and Safe.
Well, to continue with Target, they believe their positions are good for business. Their CEO is a guy named Brian Cornell, and he believes the diversity strategy is good for business. The things we've done from a DE&I standpoint is adding value. It's helping us drive sales. It's building greater engagement with both our teams and our guests. Because if you work there, apparently you're on a team. And if you shop there, you're a guest. And those are just the right things for our business today. Target also funds a YWCA chapter in St. Paul. Another grantee, the National Urban League, advocates for federal laws restricting the Second Amendment as well as alternatives to policing. We know that a Target store was looted on Lake Street, and that Target believe that caused them to make a great deal of changes. In response to the violence at his stores, Target launched a marketing campaign promising it would do better. Well, it wasn't Target's fault that George Floyd got killed.
Right.
Target said it was listening and learning its lessons. Exactly what those lessons are is not immediately clear. To our Lake Street community, we're listening, learning, and reopening. Okay.
Wait a minute.
That was back in 2022, I bet.
Yeah, and just last month, they closed the store at 1300 West Lake Street.
Oh.
Yeah, shut down.
The retail giant did not respond to a request for comment about its funding of at least $2.1 million towards the organization called GLSEN, which is pushing to adopt policies that would keep parents in the dark on their children's in-school gender transitions. Target also has a C-suite connection to GLSEN. Carlos Saavedra is vice president of brand marketing at Target and a treasurer at GLSEN. GLSEN provides sexually explicit books to schools for free and advocates for the integration of gender ideology at all levels of curriculum in public schools, including math classes. Because I guess math is different if you're trans. It'll be a four.
2 + 2 is not 4 if you're...
That's a different thing. It's different. Target partnered with GLSEN, a K-12 education group that focuses on getting districts to adopt policies that will keep parents in the dark. Okay. This is Target. I'm puzzled. The corporation faced complaints for using a tuck-friendly women's swimsuit, which allows trans women who have not had gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts.
Oh.
All right. You layer in their horizontal.
Look what I got. Here you go.
Yeah. Okay, so Target also removed online displays by Abpralin, a London-based company that sells occult and satanic-themed LGBTQ plus clothing and accessories outside of Target.
Bring Satan to your transgender party. Let's go. Where's the hot dogs?
they've been tucked.
Yeah.
This is so ludicrous. It doesn't seem real.
Well, that's why I keep saying I'm shocked that this is Target. Now, Target's diversity chief, John Haidt, is Kiara Fernandez.
Indeed, it is.
Presumably, she would be the woman who grant applications must go through.
I would assume her department, yes.
What do we know about her?
Well, we do know there's a lot of interviews with her online where basically she says the company, she says they've had a DE&I foundation for about 15 to 20 years. So
diversity, equity, and inclusion, yeah.
Yeah. She says it's not new. They've had it for a long time, but with the events around George Floyd's death, that they expanded it. They talked to team members. They said were impacted by situations they described as similar to what led up to George Floyd's murder. She said it resonated personally for her. She said they talked to all their team members to get their ideas of how the company operates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And built from there, I guess, is the lesson we're supposed to get from all these interviews.
Well, you would think. Now, I could be wrong.
Sometimes you are.
You would think that the people running Target are smarter than me. You would think that.
Okay. They maybe had some extended education.
I wouldn't think that. No.
Well, you would think. You would think.
Think?
The people running Target know how to make money.
Okay. I'll give you that because you don't.
Yep.
Because I don't. You're right. I don't.
Yes. Save $100 out of every paycheck.
So check this out.
Yeah, okay.
You mean to tell me...
I'm listening.
...that what some of the groups they fund are calling for, Rushmore, for example, demilitarization, no cops, no cop training centers, tell white kids they're pieces of BS, that's good to make money? Because if it is, I'm really out of the loop.
Yeah, they've overstepped their bounds. And the fact that somebody dug it up, I don't know if this is a gotcha or if Target was saying, look what we got. It doesn't seem very family Target-esque.
It's all over the interwebs. I mean, you can go to the London Daily Mail, and I don't because people might hold that in suspicion, I'm sure. Euphorians and people in Liberal Lakes and Diversity hold Fox News in suspicion. But if it wasn't for these outfits, you wouldn't know this because the Star Tribune will never print one single word about this.
No, no, no.
Nor will the Pioneer Press. Not one single word.
Where?
Because they would, A, they wouldn't find it disturbing.
Why would they? Because they wouldn't find anything.
Okay, but
right, it's in their template to agree with these kinds of things.
Let's play the game. Where is the line? Target gets to donate money to Pride, and you're gay and you're lesbian. That's fine. Not a problem.
Here we go. That's great.
Where is the line?
That's a great question because I was thinking that as I read this, I was wondering what might a grantee do with its money that Target would disapprove of?
Okay.
They're already after Jews. They're already after public land. They're already after cops and prisons. The grantees are. What if you give $2 million to the XYZ activist group?
Yeah.
What would they have to do for Target to say, we want our money back?
Burn down all Targets.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, then help me with this. Second Stork, which I've been a co-founder and board member for since 2008, since its inception, has no politics, has no religion. Target has been very generous over the years with excess diapers and excess baby things that they have donated because they don't need it.
Yes.
That's to be commended.
Yes.
But when we go to the Target Foundation to say, we help these babies that are in great need, and we're not political, and we're not religious, and we don't have any demands, why won't they give us 10 grand?
They don't do that?
They have not given us a grant for, the grants that we have.
But they give you stuff.
Yes, and I'm not ripping Target. I'm just saying, why wouldn't they look at this and say, this is really good, versus we want to promote homosexuality in libraries and teach weird math.
Yeah. Well, that's the great question we leave this with. What is it they would disapprove of?
Right.
I can't come up. I mean,
they're getting pretty close.
What the hell is left? What is left?
There has to be a Target Foundation boardroom where there's 12 to 15 members, and they say...
And the head of it's this Kiera Fernandez.
Well, and that gets passed. They got to stack this long. Yep. So every meeting, they're going through it. They're going, yep, nope, yep, nope. Why does that get yep? Who could justify saying, these people need our money, our grant money, versus children with cancer or the cleft palate stuff? I mean, there's so many other charities that...
You know, all these corporations, they're really browbeat into giving away money, aren't they?
Yes.
Every single corporation in the country is made to feel less than if they don't participate in corporate giving. Corporate giving can be very important. It can be very useful. You can see great examples of it every week on the PGA Tour.
It's a badge of honor.
Okay, so they're all forced to do this. And some of them may do it lovingly and willingly. We make a lot of money, and we're going to give back to the community. Well, you can go take this stuff and shove it up your behind doesn't make any sense.
It does
make sense. Matthew, the problem with them not writing your organization, what's the name of your organization again?
Second Stork, secondstork.org.
The reason why they're not writing you a check for 10 grand is you're not visible enough. You're not a big deal enough. What Target's doing here is just buying good vibes. This is the equivalent of buying ad time, of making commercials, of making people feel good. All this is community relations, and they're trying to buy the trust and love of the people that are affected by this.
So they're trying to buy the trust and love of people who hate cops.
Yes.
Okay.
And ironically, who loot Target.
The trust and love of people who would just as soon see Mount Rushmore delisted.
I believe that. Yeah.
What percentage of the population could that be?
Thank you.
All of them.
That's the
lefties. These are the lefties that are running the state and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's who this is directed at.
You're not wrong.
But
it's the only thing left, I can come up with.
But the mainstream left has to find a way to say, target, we're lefties, but we don't need that. You're pairing us with these on the edge, ready to fall off the cliff people that are just too far out there. We don't want to be associated with that. Leave us alone. The GLBT regular population most likely is not for removing of
Settle down, Billy.
America is in shambles right now, and it's only getting worse every single day.
Would Target fund after school devil worship groups?
I hope not.
Hell yes, of course they would.
I hope not.
Of course they would.
I don't think so. I have a list of
Well, John, you said you don't think so.
Well, wait,
let's think. Well, go ahead. Sure, what do you got there? What do you got?
I just have a list of all their grant recipients from last year.
Oh, yeah.
They're all pretty much community type organizations.
Benign, you would say?
Well, Native Governance Center, Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, Latino LEAD, Headwaters Foundation, Global Fund for Women, Charities Review Council, Agora Partnerships. I don't know what that is. Pillsbury United Communities, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But then right there is the NDN Collective. What I'm wondering is, because the NDN Collective's goal and main thing on their website is basically equality for Indigenous peoples, would they be silly enough not to look a little deeper into their views? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense, yeah.
Because if you go to the NDN thing, all it says is an Indigenous-led organization dedicated to building Indigenous power through organizing, activism, philanthropy, grant-making, and creating sustainable solutions on Indigenous terms. And then if you start clicking pages, you start finding all the other stuff.
So are you suggesting that somebody might just see the Indigenous part and go, we want to give money back to the natives, that's fine, and well, not jumping into
then
it?
Then they got the wrong people in the positions of giving away money.
I would agree. You should know what you're giving
They're
money
not
to.
Thoroughly enough vetting these grantees.
The NDN, apparently, their big thing, their big ticket item, I guess it would be, is climate change. So maybe Target sees that. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, like you guys, why the hell they would.
I think Target is hanging on for dear life, and now they're throwing money after bad. Or if that even makes sense. They're throwing money to the enemies, to the people that would just as soon see them shut down.
You know what they need to do?
Well, Target, I'll never shop there, but it's because I don't go to stores.
Here's the deal. Do you want serious philanthropy? I mean serious philanthropy.
Yeah.
Then you go to some place right on the website like mnmasoniccharities.org. When you go to that website, you're going to learn about people that truly care about people. I'm talking about everyone.
They're not funding anti-cops.
They're not funding anti-cops. They are very community-oriented. They have a scholarship program I told you about. They've got so much good that they do, and they want me to get the word out to you. In 2006, several long-standing charities of Minnesota Masonry combined to create one umbrella organization, Minnesota Masonic Charities, a mission to promote even greater levels of philanthropy. And today, they're one of the most influential grant makers in Minnesota. So let's talk about them a little bit more, and that's why I'm telling you, go to their website and poke around, mnmasoniccharities.org, if you want to give them a buzz and ask them about whatever, 952-948-6200. They're in the heart of Bloomington, right here in good old Minnesota, and they're helping people old, young, and all the way in between. Learn more at mnmasoniccharities.org. There's your philanthropy. We don't go away. We don't go away.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Souchere.
We don't go away.
With the return of inhumane temperatures and humidity levels off the scales, also comes the return of windshields covered in gooey smash bugs. Thankfully, Seafoam, they've got us covered with their amazing Bugs Be Gone solution. I bet you had about 2 inches of bugs on your front bumper when you got home from NoDak, didn't you, Johnny?
I did. I had to clean a windshield 5 times between the 2 trips.
Here's what you keep in the car. Keep it in the passenger door in the back. A little squirt bottle of Bugs Be Gone from Seafoam. It easily solves your frustrations of scrubbing these bugs. You just spray it on. It breaks up the sticky bond of bugs and crud. And then you just wash it away with water. And yes, Bugs Be Gone, safe for all finishes. It's non-toxic and water. It's a water-based formula. Leaves no film or haze when it dries. Just a clear windshield and bumper with nary a bug in sight. You can use it on any kind of stubborn organic crud. A lot of people, they'll try it on a car and then go, oh. What about my camper? What about my motorcycle? Boat services, you name it. Anything organic, just spray it on, wash it off, and the bugs be gone. Just another wonderful product from our friends at Seafoam.
So we've talked about this before, but somebody's going to make millions and millions of dollars coming up with an easy way to clean the inside of the front windshield. Someone's going to come up with it.
Yeah, you can't get right up against the dash.
Too hard to do.
It's the worst job ever.
Yep.
I've actually, in my heavy, heavy smoking days, when I had a flatter front windshield, I would use, you know, the squeegee thing that you clean the front of the windshield with.
Yep.
I used to use that on the inside.
That's pretty bad, man.
And then all the water drips down on the dash. You wipe that off, and that's clean, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here's John Haidt.
Thank you, Joel. By the way, since we're talking about Target, if you'd like to find out who they contribute money to, the Corporation Foundation, that's all available online, and you can click on the people they give it to. Mm-hmm. And if you may find things you don't like. That's all I'm saying. All right. Just leave it at that. So,
all right.
And there's only about 20, 25 companies they contribute to, or not companies, but
there's a certain number of companies that make the cut.
Correct.
And yes. John, if you send me that link, I'll post it with this podcast.
Oh, we'll do that after the show, Ross. In news, the air quality alert for Minnesota and western Wisconsin has been extended through the end of the day today. The alert was initially scheduled to expire at 9 this morning, but they extended it for the east central and southeastern parts of the state, including the Twin Cities, due to lingering fine particle pollution.
Huh.
All comes as lingering smoke from
chunks of pollution.
Chunks of soot.
Yep, chunks of soot.
The alert comes as smoke from wildfires in Quebec moves west over the Great Lakes in Wisconsin, according to the MPCA. Smoke from the wildfires will make its way into eastern Minnesota and potentially going as far west as Rochester and St. Cloud. A man accused of killing a woman last week underneath a highway overpass in Owatonna has been arrested and charged with murder, according to court documents. According to a warrant filed Friday in Steele County, 38-year-old Jason Lee Horner faced one count each of second-degree murder and illegal possession of a firearm in connection with the death of 25-year-old Sabrina Schnorr. A criminal complaint says Schnorr had mentioned to her friend she needed to get a gun because Horner, her ex-boyfriend, had gotten a gun she needed to protect herself. Horner allegedly had a history of abusing Schnorr and at one point had threatened to kill her. Despite her friend's warnings to stay away, Schnorr went to meet with Horner on Monday because she thought he was going to prison. At 7:26 that day, the friend asked Schnorr to share her location via mobile app. The app showed last movement activity for Schnorr at 9:56. The next day, some of her friends became concerned. They followed the location data from the Life 360 app and encountered her body beneath an Interstate 35 overpass. Police used video from nearby cameras to show events that led to her death. After Schnorr's death was ruled a homicide, the police issued a notice identifying Horner as the suspect. They did that on Friday. He was being looked for. Then Owatonna police say he was taken into custody early yesterday morning after law enforcement executed a search warrant at an apartment in Waseca.
What a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Rook, contact our mole, you know the one I'm talking about, and just write anything on Klee Swee question mark. I write it down every day on the show sheet. We got to find out what happens to Klee Swee. He shot Michael Brazel, murdered him, executed him. Mm-hmm.
A man shot and killed by law enforcement in St. Croix County Saturday night, according to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office. It happened about 10:45 in the evening. Dispatchers getting a call reporting a domestic disturbance. The sheriff's office said in a news release, the caller said her husband was out of control and talking about bringing his AR out. St. Croix County deputies and New Richmond police officers arrived, found the caller outside the home. Officers were told that two kids and the caller's husband were inside the home. Law enforcement saw the man through a window, tried to talk to him as he was holding a hunting rifle. The man threatened authorities, then left the home with the gun to confront the officers. A St. Croix County deputy, New Richmond officer fired their weapons. The man was hit and died at the scene. Nobody else injured in the incident. The man has not yet been identified. Star Tribune reporting 3M is nearing a settlement with scores of cities and water agencies over firefighting foam made with PFAS. Those, of course, we know as the forever chemicals that have tainted groundwater across the country. 3M and plaintiffs' lawyers Sunday asked that a big trial scheduled to start today in Charleston, South Carolina, be delayed while mediation continues. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Gergel granted the motion this morning for the trial's continuance. Both 3M and plaintiffs' lawyers told the court Sunday that they believe their time could be more effectively spent finalizing an agreement and obtaining the necessary approvals rather than commencing the trial of the case. Last week, DuPont, DeNemours Inc., Chemours Company, and DuPont spinoff Corteva Inc. agreed to $1.2 billion settlement before the trial, which pits over 3,000 plaintiffs, including cities, towns, and public water agencies against several firefighting foam manufacturers. A suspected drunken driver arrested after hitting another car in Elk River, sending the other motorist off the highway to his death. That collision occurred about 1 in the afternoon Saturday on southbound Highway 169 at County Road 8. A Corvette being driven by 23-year-old Kyle Floor of Zimmerman was moving from the left lane into the right lane and hit a Honda Civic on its left front side. Alcohol used by Floor is suspected by the patrol as a factor in the crash. He was arrested, remains jailed on suspicion of criminal vehicular homicide. The impact sent the Honda off the road to the right, where it hit multiple trees. The Honda's driver was killed in the accident. Some injuries for two passengers in that car. Floor and his passenger were not hurt. Court records in Minnesota say Floor's criminal history includes convictions for underage liquor possession, careless driving, and speeding.
And he's 23?
Yes, correct. Mayo Clinic today unveiling billion-dollar expansion plans for its Rochester campus that had been at the heart of a legislative standoff last month. Construction could start as soon as 2024 on a redesign. And redesign would streamline the spaghetti layout of Mayo's parking, clinic, and hospital facilities and modernize the campus for new medical and wearable personal health technologies. Preliminary map shows clinical space expanding from the Gonda building. That's the most recognizable Mayo Tower with its valet entrance and marble-filled lobby. The expansion loops around the north side of Calvary Episcopal Church, stretches westward for two blocks. Parking and non-clinical buildings to the north and south would include new or existing structures, including the historic Lourdes High School building that Mayo bought back in 2013.
Dear Leader decided not to screw that one up, didn't he?
We will take a Hold short on. Break here.
That's going on the post-it. I cannot forget that one. Dare, D-E-R, right?
Dare Leader.
Dare Leader.
Didn't screw that one up.
We'll take a short break and come back with more news.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Souchere.
So it's a little known fact that not only am I shadow management at Hubbard Broadcasting, I'm also shadow management at Tri-State Bobcat, Little Canada, Hudson, Burnsville, and we're going to be opening soon in St. Croix Falls. Yeah, I said we, us. You know, I'm shadow management. We ran a sale in May that I have decided as shadow management, we're going to keep going. Until I hear otherwise from real management. The sale is on a couple of Toro Time Cutter zero-turn mowers. The 54-inch, we're still selling it. The MyRide suspension, now keep that in mind, $48.99. Only Toro's throwing in a rebate of $200, and we at Tri-State are throwing in another $200. So that means your final price on this 54-incher, $42.99. The other one is the 50-inch time cutter, $38.99. Already a good price, minus the $100 instant rebate. Final price there, $37.99. But that price includes a whole lot of warranty. Tri-State Bobcat special 5-year warranty and a Toro Total Care warranty extension. A $460 value, among other things. The Toro Total Care, that allows for pickup and delivery within 25 miles of your store, and up to 30% of reimbursement on covered maintenance items. A wonderful deal on a solid American lawn mowing machine. Tri-State Bobcat, we've got the Metro covered. Burnsville, Little Canada, Hudson, and Tri-State also has Owatonna covered. Mankey's equipment, and look for Tri-State Bobcat opening soon, Highway 8 in St. Croix Falls. On the web, tristatebobcat.com.
News from Iowa in that six-story apartment building collapse this morning. The police, you said, they now have recovered the bodies of all three men that they were looking for, but they have no other information if there's anybody else missing. One of the residents injured in the collapse of an apartment building also sued the city of Davenport this morning and the building's current and former owners, alleging they knew of all the deteriorating conditions and failed to warn residents of the risk. The complaint filed on behalf of Dana Feuerbach alleges multiple counts of negligence and seeks unspecified damages. Unresolved questions include why neither the owner nor city officials warned residents about potential danger. Structural engineers report issued days before the collapse indicated a wall of the century-old building was at imminent risk of crumbling. Documents released by the city show that city officials and the building's owner had been warned for months that parts of the building were unstable.
So the Democratic Socialists of Minnesota should take warning here. Take heed. This is what's going to happen to all of your apartments if, in fact, you get free rent and all of that other nonsense that you've been trying to push through.
Saudi Arabia will reduce how much oil it sends to the global economy, taking a unilateral step to prop up the sagging price of crude oil after two previous cuts to supply by major producing companies and the OPEC Plus alliance failed to push oil higher. The Saudi cutting off 1 million barrels per day to start in July comes as other producers agreed in a meeting in Vienna to extend earlier production cuts through next year. Saudi Energy Minister Abdulaziz bin Salman calls the reduction a lollipop. He said the cut could be extended and that the group will do whatever is necessary to bring stability to the market. The new cut will likely push up oil prices in the short term, but the impact after that would depend on whether Saudi Arabia decides to extend it, according to Jorge Leon, Senior Vice President of Oil Markets Research at Rystad Energy. The slump in oil prices has helped U.S. drivers fill their tanks more cheaply and gave consumers worldwide some relief from the inflation. Gas is not going to become cheaper, Leon said. If anything, because of this, it will become marginally more expensive.
If only there was some way America could produce its own gasoline.
That's not possible. There's too many white-tipped owls that would be displaced.
That's true.
What's the common sense solution for this oil thing in a five-second elevator pitch?
Well, you take this AOC Green New Deal BS and you burn it, and you start saying, let's start drilling here, boys. Let's go.
Okay.
I was going to answer drill, which I guess is the same answer, huh?
Yep.
And that is the reason why we don't drill, is because the white-tipped owl might be displaced?
No,
or is
you don't drill because the current administration does not want you dependent on fossil fuels.
Okay. The white-tipped owl, that's a competitor of Swisher Sweets.
I thought that was a cigar, yes.
Yeah, that's a cigar.
My old man smoked those. Fine cigar.
A wayward and unresponsive business plane that flew over the nation's capital Sunday afternoon caused the military to scramble a fighter jet before the plane crashed in Virginia. The fighter jet caused a loud sonic boom that was heard across the capital region. Hours later, police said rescuers had reached the site of the plane crash in a rural part of the Shenandoah Valley and that there were no survivors. The FAA says the Cessna Citation took off from Elizabethton, Tennessee on Sunday, was headed to Long Island's MacArthur Airport. Inexplicably, the plane turned around over New York's Long Island and flew a straight path down over D.C. before it crashed over the mountainous terrain. Flight tracking sites showed the jet suffered a rapid spiraling descent, dropping at one point at a rate of more than 30,000 feet per minute before crashing in the St. Mary's Wilderness. The plane that crashed registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Inc., which is based in Florida. John Rumpel, who runs the company, told the New York Times his daughter, two-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were aboard the plane. They were coming back to their home in East Hampton on Long Island after visiting his house in North Carolina, he said. The whole episode brought back some memories of the 1999 crash.
Yeah.
Of a Learjet that lost cabin pressure and flew aimlessly across the country with professional golfer Payne Stewart aboard. That jet crashed into South Dakota pasture, six people dying.
I was talking to a pilot at the airport, and he's a fan of the show, and he flew those big C-130 things. He's retired now, but he was walking in. I was walking out, and I said, "What's the deal?" And he said, "There's a sensor on there that has to be set, and if it's not the right way, you They practice this in training. They'll take them up to 25,000 feet, kill their oxygen so they know when they start to get tingly. This is a test move that they do. And he said, once you start to get tingly, you have to get oxygen on everybody or you're toast. He said, this guy just didn't. He was out too fast.
Hmm. Wow.
Scary.
The secret to living to 100 could all be down to your gut, according to a new study.
Well, it's getting bigger, so
all right.
I'm good for 200.
That's what they mean, fellas. Sorry. Researchers from the University of Copenhagen studied 176 people who are 100 years old.
Old Roman guards. They studied old Roman guards.
Okay, from Japan, though.
Or and whatever,
Found they had a unique combination of gut bacteria. Dr. Joachim Johansson said previous research has shown the intestinal bacteria of old Japanese citizens produce brand new molecules that make them resistant to pathogenic disease-promoting microorganisms. And if their intestines are better protected against infection, that's probably one of the things that cause them to live longer than others. Specific viruses in the intestines can have a beneficial effect on the intestinal flora and thus on your health, according to a study. The Japanese also had a huge variety of both bacteria and bacterial viruses in their guts. Associate Professor Simon Rasmussen said high microbial.
That's
microbial
a joke. Calls it microbial.
Microbial.
Yeah, it's like Vinegar.
It's usually associated with a healthy gut micro. Oh God, there's a lot of words here.
Microbial.
Anyway. Yeah, no, this one's.
In other words, there's a lot of stuff going on in the gut.
Microbiome.
Yeah.
Microbiome,
it's easy. I can give you advice because I've got a big ass gut.
Yeah. Eat spam.
Don't eat more than 4 hot dogs.
Yep.
And try to lay off the Velveeta.
There you go.
Don't eat more than 4 hot dogs. 4 a day. Is okay.
A day.
Not more than
not
4.
Not more than 4.
A day. Yeah. And the Velveeta.
How many of them can be cold?
Ooh. All of them can be cold.
Oh, okay.
It's repulsive. Yeah.
I used to love that, just grabbing them out of the pack when I was a kid.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I slurp on them for a while like they're an expensive cigar.
When my mom worked as a waitress at the Lexington, my dad would serve such a gourmet meal as scrambled eggs with chopped up hot dogs in it. And he really thought that was gourmet.
You know what? He was living on the edge.
I put those in the tomato soup, Matthew. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Kenny, are you still seeing a therapist?
No, it's been years. No, yeah. Joe's my therapist.
In Australia, a popular Adelaide nightclub has apologized for a controversial promotion that offered free drinks based on bra sizes.
What's wrong with that?
Oh. The Wool Shed on Hindley Street advertised the event on social media, promising an allocation of free drinks based on bra sizes. The post said the bigger the better. The campaign, which involved
they
the
stole that from Japan, didn't they? The bigger, the better. They don't stole it from you. Japan.
We don't know what that is.
No, that song. That one went right by me.
Yeah, you needed mental editing there.
I was actually just thinking about putting bras on my head, using my head as a judge, you know, because somebody's got to judge me. You can't just walk in and say, hey, I'm an H. Well,
it depends on the age group. You don't want
to. Oh, God. The campaign, which involved the bronze.
You get to a certain age, you know. And
I
need help in aisle 5 with this lumber.
We're aware.
Bring the forklift.
Yep. Get her over here.
Forklift.
Hike up that strap, mama.
The campaign, which involved the bras being hung from walls inside the nightclub, sparked outrage online.
Of course.
The club sincerely apologized.
No. Really?
Yeah. That sounds like head-dressing to me. They knew that they would have to apologize.
Oh, they knew
were getting the publicity.
Yeah.
And look, it made it all the way to the Twin Cities
now,
podcast. Twin Cities,
what if they did the opposite, or they did the opposite with men, and it was a swimsuit size?
You'd have to have one of them fold-over swimsuits you can get at Target.
Thompson twins did bigger and better.
Good.
Yep. That was late 80s, mid-80s.
Okay.
Shame
on Thompson you. Twins. Yes. I got it. Yeah, they had some hits. They were good.
All right. Well, yeah, right.
Don't start, Olson. It appears Elon Musk's recent claims about ad revenue being on the upswing may not be true for Twitter. U.S. advertising revenue for Twitter the 5 weeks from April 1st to the first week in May was $88 million. That's down 59% from a year earlier, according to an internal presentation. The company has regularly fallen short of its U.S. weekly sales projections, sometimes by as much as 30%, according to the document. Twitter's ad sales staff is concerned advertisers might be spooked by a raise in hate speech and pornography on the social network, as well as more ads featuring online gambling and marijuana products. The company has forecast that its U.S. ad revenue this month will be down at least 56% every week compared with a year ago. A recent valuation of the company put it at $15 billion. Musk, as we know, paid $44 billion for it not too long ago. Issues will soon be inherited by Linda Yaccarino, NBC Universal executive, who Musk named Twitter's chief executive last month. She's expected to start the job this week, according to people familiar with the company. And an off-duty Florida cop was arrested for allegedly, you got to follow along to this one, okay? It took me a minute to figure it out. So, off-duty Florida cop arrested for allegedly teaming up with a pregnant woman to beat the guy who had been dating both of them at the same time. Okay?
So the off-duty Florida cop is a woman.
That's correct.
All right.
Miami-Dade officer, 34-year-old Anna Perez, and 35-year-old Mila Zuloga, both face battery charges after they confronted the boyfriend they unknowingly shared at a Palmetto Bay restaurant on Friday after midnight. The man was cornered by the two women inside Miller's Ale House as they yelled at him about the infidelity, with the tense scene escalating, with both the women starting to hit him. Police said both women struck the man multiple times in the face and torso. It remains unclear if the women agreed beforehand to confront their boyfriend or if they stumbled upon him by accident at the same time. Police noted that while Perez was dating the man, he shared a home with Zuloga, who's 7 months pregnant. Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Ramirez said the department is working with the state attorney's office to investigate the incident regarding the officer, who has since been placed on leave with pay pending to review the case.
So, what did you do back in your banana suit wearing days when you'd stroll into a gig or a bar or a local public house and find the two of the ladies you've been dating were both in there? What would you do?
I was just so friendly and kind to both of them that I was able to diffuse the situation.
Well, the key for Such.
Wrong answer.
No, the key to Such is he had him on either end of the restaurant.
Yeah.
So he'd go and sit down and have a couple of drinks and some fries over there. And then he'd say, I got to go to the bathroom. A
couple
of
drinks
the other side.
And some fries. That's what you just said.
I see Don Knotts performing as Such in this scenario. Yeah. No, the proper question is you turn around.
What did you do that for?
You turn around and you get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I've done that.
That's the correct answer. Yeah.
Why don't we come back, and we will come back.
Okay.
Right after this.
We're going to come back. Boy, have I got a deal for you. Tis the season. Actually, it's not the season right now. The season's going to be next year, July 14th to the 21st. Again, that's in 2024. I'm talking about you getting away with the Rook and a whole bunch of fun people, garage logicians. Yes, how about going to Croatia aboard the Adriatic King, a 7-night, 18-cabin motor yacht, cruising down the coast of Croatia from Split to Dubrovnik. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great time. You need to find out about this, and you need to go to their website, escapewithusvacations.com. Now, they went on the trip last year.
I'm tempted to go to see how you handle this.
They didn't.
You couldn't find Croatia on a map.
That's why. You don't have to worry about a thing. You know why? Because there's almost everything is included in this. Lunch and breakfast daily, welcome dinner, captain's dinner, 7 nights, 8 days cruise from Split to Dubrovnik, pool, jacuzzi, and sauna on the sun deck, on the boat. I want you to call these guys and book your trip right now. They'll give you all the pricing, they give you the down payments, and remember, it's not this year, it's next year. Teresa and Maria, Escape With Us Vacation, 651-788-4338. Do you want to hear if the Rookie really snores or not at night? They'll probably dump me in the dinghy.
There's only 18 cabins.
18 cabins. And if
that's cool. That's a small boat.
There's a potential to book another one if this one sells out.
Okay.
So we'll find out. We'll take the whole crew. Again, 651-788-4338. It's game on for next year in Croatia.
I think we should all go.
Yes. Go out, learn more at escapewithusvacations.com. Yeah,
Croatia is cool.
Truth, justice, and the suzerain.
I want to host the one that goes up and down the Mississippi, Matt.
The Mississippi Queen?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
That was supposed to be here.
But yeah, that's the one I want to host. But I don't want to bring anybody along. No GLers, just me.
Oh, Viking Cruise. I think there's a new one. It's the Viking Cruise.
You can just sit up on the roof by yourself.
That would be so awesome.
Eating your salmon and Velveeta.
Yeah. Wearing cut-off shorts, no shirt, no shoes. Kind of like Huck Finn.
Sunburn.
And his trusty partner. Moon Motorsports. No. Known to have the most exciting showroom in the region. We all know it. And if you haven't been there, you really should know that they have 11 major brands right on hand. And the service and parts department, they're going to help you get the most out of your machines. When you do stop by Moon Motorsports, you'll find a great lineup of off-road machines and a great lineup of Fox gear to go with them. Moon has the newest Fox gear in stock right now. Moon also has a wonderful website at moonmotorsports.com. And one of the first things you're going to notice if you go there today is the big banner ad for the upcoming Kids Day event featuring the popular Wheelie Wizards stunt team with plenty of games and styles for the family. That's happening on Saturday, June 17th. They're right there in Monticello, 20 minutes from the metro on the south side of 94, just west of 25. They are Moon Motorsports, your ATV, side-by-side, and adventure motorcycle brand leaders. Moonmotorsports.com.
Only because they come to us all the way from Fernandina. And only because Patrick's bellowing in the other room.
God, between him yelling and you shuffling papers.
This is from the Traveling Lymans.
You heard this? I did too.
On this day in 1806, John McDonald, the first European-American immigrant to live permanently in Wright County, was born in Maine. In 1847, he moved to St. Anthony and helped build the dam at the falls. He worked in the mills there until he quit. Then he became something else.
Wow, exciting
Okay,
news.
That's it.
I'm done.
On this day in 1873, delegation of German Mennonites from Russia arrived in St. Paul to assess the state for settlement.
June 5th?
Mennonite settler colonists soon established homesteads around Mountain Lake in Cottonwood County.
Mountain Lake sounds like a cool lake.
And on this day in 1885, the Western Appeal, later the Appeal, the first Minnesota-published African-American newspaper to gain national readership, premiered under the editorship of Frederick D. Parker. Okay. So we had that going for us.
Frederick D. Parker.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
All of that on this day, June 5th, in the history of this once great state of Minnesota.
It really was.
Yeah. I have to save quite a bit of sad news for tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
It regards the production of EVs. And when I say I'm saddened by it, I mean that.
Tear up Tuesday.
Nah, it's not tear up, but I'm disheartened.
Okay.
Disheartened.
Okay.
Thank you, GLers.
Hey, everybody. It's John here, and I want to tell you how you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. You can get their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Weekly menu of 35 options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. And they use premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus for the no-fuss meals that get rid of the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Just heat and serve. My favorite, the jalapeno lime cheddar chicken. Customize your weekly meals to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Head to factormeals.com/garagelogic50 and use code GarageLogic50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GarageLogic50 at factormeals.com/GarageLogic50. You get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
9 rounds of golf for $90?
Yep, the Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available now at GarageLogic.com. As a Golf Passport cardholder, you're entitled to 9 18-hole rounds of golf for just one low price of $90. Supplies are limited, so just go to GarageLogic.com and type keyword passport. A $300 golf value for just
$90?
Now you got it. GarageLogic.com, keyword passport.
Thank you for what? Thank you for being a fan of this show, which you may have found if you went to the PodMN on your smartphone. You found a library of all sorts of podcasts that'll entertain you, educate you, and some just to pass the time. Not Garage Logic, though. You found that on PodMN on your smartphone. Then you go over to YouTube. Yeah, Garage Logic has a YouTube channel you can subscribe to, and there's more wonderful videos, some 10, 12, 15 years old, that you can check out. If you're new to the show, you want to get a little history of Garage Logic, you can by subscribing on our YouTube channel. Then we swing over to GarageLogic.com. You can check out the Garage Logic Town Council for $10 a year, $10 a month, or $100 a year. You sign up, you're going to get a $10 Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Store gift certificate. That's all found at GarageLogic.cha.
You are the worst, Sooch. What is wrong with you?